you, Mr. President. My name is Myrna and I'm a researcher at Al-Kalima Center for Human Rights. I belong to the Coptic minority who are the Egyptian Christians of the indigenous people in Egypt, the Pharaohs. And as a Coptic female, I will dedicate my words to the trafficking of Coptic women and girls in Egypt. Based on the United Nations definition, human trafficking is a recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring, or receipt of people through force, fraud, or deception with the aim of exploiting them for profit. In the year 2020, a study found that more than 500 Coptic women and girls were trafficked in the last decade. Coptic women and girls are being trafficked from their homes, work, schools, and simply being citizens on the streets. This happens through the victim's friend, neighbor, colleague, or a stranger. After they kidnap the Coptic women and girls, they start pressuring them to convert to Islam or threatening their families to pay a ransom. The police refuse to receive the reports of the sorted families of the trafficked Coptic women and girls. The police also refuse to track or research for the offenders of the hundreds of trafficked Coptic women and girls. The government never punished or held a trafficker accountable until this day. The government also doesn't respond to any request for help from the Coptic families. The clergy is afraid of being discriminated against because of the pressures that they face from the families and the opposition of the government. We demand the Egyptian government to oblige to the protocol to prevent, suppress, and punish trafficking in persons, especially women and children. We also recommend to the forum to dispatch the United Nations Special Reporter on Violence Against Women and Girls, Its Causes and Consequences, Reem El Salem, to visit Egypt. For the representative of Egypt, we are not the same organization. We are not children. We are not looking for any money, or we are not looking to being famous. And you are accusing the United Nations of being corrupt. And I'm against this accusation. I think the United Nations is a great organization to accuse this accusation. Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you all.